from another world.
What's the matter? You never seen a cop before?
And a nurse shrunk by aliens.
Just the thing to drive G.I. Joe insane.
Will you get the hell out of here?
Are teaming up with a big partner.
She's a cop in trouble.
For some deadly fun and games.
Toys that come to life and kill people to help a demon from hell.
Jesus Christ!
Not quite, slut.
You can go where those toys go. You're the perfect size to help me kick their butts.
Let's start up the entertainment, boy.
And this time...
This will stop another oxygen.
Get the hell away from me!
They're picking on someone their own size.
Gosh, guys, this is the best bachelor party a guy could ever ask for.
Tim Thomerson, Tracy Scoggins, and Melissa Baer.
Pop goes the weasel.
Doll Man versus the demonic toys.
You love it. It's really gonna tear you up.
Six rings is like a card.
You've reached Daniel Hayes. I'm unavailable right now, but if you can send your name and number, I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Danny, this is James from the Nintendo Dreamcast. We are here in the studio waiting for you. It's 11:30. You're a little late, like 30 minutes. I think we're going to go ahead and start. If you get here late, that's great. Thank you, Danny. Jeez. I think Danny's sleeping off, or he's got the Malaysian gonorrhea.
There we go.
It's probably coursing through his system. Yeah. By system, I mean dick. Danny just went and saw his girlfriend. Is it Malaysia?
Yeah.
It is Malaysia, right?
You know he just lived his
life. So I think he just got back today, so maybe he like fell asleep, or like I said, he's got some island STD. He's been dating this girl for like 2 years, right? I think so. He definitely went last year because he did that video. I was hoping he'd come in, have all kinds of crazy stories. This is going to be the best podcast of the season, I think. And it's our Thanksgiving podcast, but I'm thankful for people that show up on time.
Especially
the
holiday
for.
Cast.
Oh. I have been out for a while due to toiling away in the burger mines. So I apologize. I know Tim must have missed me. Tim wrote us an email. Oh, and I missed that episode. I wanted to say hi to Tim. Tim's pretty cool. I met Tim playing Game of Thrones, a card game, like a year or two ago, and introduced him to my shitty podcast. And he has stayed with it. He's a trooper. I'm going to send him a Nintendo Dreamcast Christmas card, and we'll sign it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, Tim, send us your address. But don't expect a Christmas card, right? It might be like a couple of months till we get to it. But
do we have a designated mailing list?
Yeah, I think we should send out... Let's get Z-Milts. I think those are the only two that listen, right? Johnny listens. We'll get my other friend Johnny listens.
Right. Yeah.
You guys are on the Christmas card list. We appreciate...
Just email us your addresses and
downloading
we'll
our ship.
Thanks for everything that you do for the Nintendo Dreamcast.
I have a one friend, his name's Scott, and he's downloaded he's got it set up where he auto downloads, but he's never listened to one.
Well, that's fine. I appreciate the download.
Yeah, he said something like it doesn't, like it automatic doesn't work with his iTunes or something. I don't know. He says every time he presses play, nothing happens. So
Really?
Yeah, and I've never really looked into it. That's not good.
I don't download it from iTunes ever.
I use
so.
iTunes.
You do, and it works fine?
On the iPhone. It works just fine, yep.
Okay.
I listened to it on the way here, actually.
Yeah. You might want to get that looked at, Scott. Not that you can hear this, because you've never listened. But.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really good. You know, they put out like a Pokemon game pretty much every year, and what I'm impressed with is like this one, they keep adding like great content. It's really good. I'll let you get into it. It's fun.
So I've been through the demo 10 times now. So
yeah,
I from what I found online, that's like the optimal one to go that many times to go through. So
yeah, I think I only went through 7. I got the Mega Evolution for that one dude, and I got some like potions and stuff. But I sent over the. You can only send one delivery a day, so I sent over the Mega Stone guy.
Oh, so I'm gonna get all 10 things as soon as I start. I gotta
wait. You did it every day. But I would recommend popping it in because for a limited time there's a mystery gift, and it's so you go to mystery gift,
yeah,
and it's a shiny Metagross.
Nice.
So you want to get that, and you can soft reset for natures. So I spent my first 3 hours of this game soft resetting to get an adamant Metagross. So that's the plus attack, minus special attack because it's a physical. But anyway.
What?
Yeah.
What is this?
But anyway, it's a good game. It's really good. They put a lot of post-game content into it, which X and Y was missing. So
you've already gone through?
I haven't got to the end. I've just read about everything. There's so much in the game that I've been playing for about 10 hours, and I just hit the second gym.
Nice.
So I've been fucking around. Also dragging. But what episode is this? 54?
Is it really 54?
54?
Check it.
I'm going to check it. I'm not sure I believe you.
Might be 3.
Let's just call it 54.
Well, why not?
And then we'll have the last episode. People are like, where's 53?
We had to cancel that because of James's many racist comments on it.
Yeah.
It's totally unusable.
Last episode.
You guys ever listen to Chewing It, the Kevin Heffernan and Steve Lemmy podcast from Broken Lizard?
No. Mm-hmm.
I just found it like a few days ago. I downloaded 40 episodes because I'm going to listen to them all. It's hilarious.
I like Broken Lizard a lot.
This is 53.
Yeah, 53, yeah.
Man, where's Danny when you need him?
I know, he's always on it.
He is.
He's like 53.
Have you ever seen Puddle Jumpers? I think
Puddle Cruiser?
Yeah.
Yeah, the original movie they made. It's really good.
I've not seen that.
It's good. Maybe the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
It was
made like for like a college film or whatever. I forget.
Yeah, they made it at Colgate University where they all went to college together.
It had like a budget of $1. It's like horribly written.
It is.
None of it's funny at all. But they're all in it, and it's very recognizable. Like, Yeah, it's bad.
It's like the first movie of a Broken Lizard.
My, Super Troopers is awesome, but I still hold that Club Dread is their magnum opus.
Really?
Club Dread is a great movie.
I saw it.
It's underappreciated, I grant that.
I saw it in the theater, maybe in a altered state, but, you know, I was one of like 10 people in the theater, but I thought it was hilarious.
It's so weird that you would bring up like the Club Dread because the episode I just listened to was one of the first ones. They're talking about how when they were younger, they saw Bill Paxton in Weird Science as Jet.
Yeah.
And none of them knew that 25 years
Pineapple
later.
Pineapple Pete, man.
25 years later, they would end up seeing his dick on set when he would leave it hanging out and say, like, where's the beef, the old Sam Elliott tagline.
Yeah.
And they were talking about that, and I was cracking me up. But yeah.
Bill Paxton had to be fucked up that whole movie, right?
Yeah.
That's the only way they could get him to do that.
And they said he would like legitimately try and write the songs that were like they came up with weird song names. So he tried to write Pina Colada Berg and stuff like that instead of Margaritaville.
I always wanted to play the live action Pac-Man they had.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. That looks like so much fun.
I know. I was like, I want to build like a hedge maze and get all my friends fucked up and play live action Pac-Man.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, that was a good movie. I haven't seen it in a while. I need to get it. But it was really topical, too, because it was right on that... It came out right at a time when, like, Scary Movie and all the, like... All those horrible, you know, late 90s, early 2000s slasher movies. And then the parody movies. And this was just an amazing parody mm-hmm. movie. And I think people really picked up on it. They just... Nah. They were looking for Super Troopers 2 or whatever.
We want more pot jokes and more jokes about pigs.
They're making Super Troopers 2 right now.
Are they?
Yeah.
They're probably out of money.
They probably need to. I don't think they've had a hit since that one.
And the other day I was watching TV and Ed Helms let it slip that he plays the grown-up Rusty Griswold in the movie Vacation coming out next year.
Oh, really? I know Sam Levine is going to play one of the kids, I think.
Really?
Or yeah, he has a big part in that.
He let us up that he was playing Rusty Griswold, and that they do stop at Grandma and Grandpa's, so Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo are in it.
That's awesome.
So I'm actually really excited about it now because I'd heard about they're making one, and then he let that slip. So that was really cool to hear that because I like Ed Helms a lot too.
Yeah.
Growing up, Chevy Chase was one of my I was a big Chevy Chase fan, Bill Murray fan, shit, what's the other guy?
Name the movie.
Dan Aykroyd?
Yeah, Dan Aykroyd fan. Like, what's that one movie where, Dan Aykroyd and I think it's got Chevy Chase and, they get abducted by, Hill Jackson.
Oh,
a junkyard.
Yeah.
Oh, Nothing But Trouble?
Nothing But Trouble. Dan Aykroyd has, a dick nose in the movie.
Oh, that's the worst movie ever.
Dan Aykroyd wrote and directed that.
I love that movie.
Oh, my God, do you really?
Yeah. I was so,
I like it as a kid.
It was definitely, enthralling.
The big fat brother mutants, twin mutants in the junkyard. Trying to have sex with
God.
Because
was that Demi Moore or
the jokes were just so bad. It was so weird, sexually charged movie with so many bizarre undercurrents that I think went over everybody's head for the fact that it could be played on TBS at 11 a.m. on a Saturday. And I watched this movie and I'm like, there's things in here I don't think I'm supposed to understand, but I really enjoy this movie. But I'm kind of disappointed to read all this shit about, how Chevy Chase came back and he started doing Community and, all the negative, feedback he's been getting. Evidently, he's just a huge douche. Nobody wants to work with him.
He had that racial outburst about...
Yeah, I'm just really disappointed because he was always, as a kid, I love Chevy Chase, man. I love the, all the National Lampoon stuff. He was just, he was one of those go-to comedians.
What's your favorite vacation movie?
Christmas.
Yeah, it's got to be Christmas. I was going to say,
it's really close between Christmas and the regular.
I've only seen Vegas once, and I watched, started in the middle of it.
It was okay. It's real good.
I hear it's a lot of people's favorite, though.
Yeah, Randy Quaid really makes Vegas work.
Also, my favorite Ernest movie is Ernest Saves Christmas.
I heard there's a Cousin Eddie spinoff.
Maybe. There is. There's two.
Ignoring my Ernest? Did you guys never see Ernest Saves Christmas?
I have. I like Ernest. I'm sorry. My brain just didn't process what you said because
it's all right.
Ernest is so dumb.
I don't know where or how, but evidently Ernest became a household tradition in my little stupid household growing up. So Ernest Scared Stupid and Ernest Saves Christmas are two movies that I watched every fucking year for between
Scared Stupid's one of my favorites.
Between the years of 5 and 12, Ernest Scared Stupid actually horrified me as a kid.
It's kind of scary.
It was legitimately
they turned the kids
scary.
Into the little dolls and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, and the fucking tree and then you got to shake milk on the troll or whatever.
Milk,
it looks like
milk on kills them.
Yeah, it was such a bizarre, scary fucking movie.
I don't remember that one. It's been forever since
basically,
I saw it.
Basically, there's this tree out in the woods, and these kids wake up this troll.
Some kind of totem.
Yeah, and he captures children and turns them into little wooden statues and keeps them in his
treehouse,
and the trolls are taking over the town, and Ernest is an exterminator, and he has to fight them, and there's this crazy black lady out in the woods that's
a witch doctor lady.
Yeah, it is a really scary movie, actually.
Yeah, and at the very end, Ernest tricks one of the trolls into dancing with him, and he kills him by spitting milk from his mouth right into the troll's face. It's the nastiest thing ever.
A mother's love was the only thing that could kill the trolls, which that meant milk. Yeah, if you've never seen Ernest Scared Stupid, I highly recommend it.
My parents hated us because perennially we would get all the Ernest movies from. We had a place called Movie Warehouse that was within walking distance.
We had a movie warehouse growing up.
Yeah, so that's where we'd go, right over in Crescent Springs. Now it's a Bonefish.
Bonefish Grill.
That's sad.
It is. I hate driving around and seeing old stores turned into shit that I don't like.
I've never been to Bonefish. Is it good?
It's really good.
I got a pretty good Bonefish story. So when I was in college, I was living with my roommate Randy. This is the year 2002. We were, your typical college layabouts. We didn't really have jobs. We drink a lot. And it was Sunday afternoon. He was you want to go get lunch? I was yeah, let's go get lunch. We'd been drinking in the morning and stuff. So we're let's go to Bonefish Grill. Neither of us had any money. So we're we'll just go and leave. We'll eat and dine and ditch,
Okay.
So we go in there and we wait till 8:30 at night. And they close at 9. We walk in. We've got pajama pants on and a t-shirt. And the hostess or whatever is can I help you? Yeah, a table for two, please. you know, reeking of alcohol, bed hair, you know, totally probably not the kind of people that they see in there. So they're like, okay. So we sit down and, you know, the waiter, waitress, I don't remember which it was. Oh, we were the only people in there because they were about to close, you know. So we pretty much had the full attention of the entire staff.
The great time to dine in a ditch.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, they bring the menus. And I was like, no need. I'll have the most expensive thing on the menu, please. And the server's like, really? I was like, yeah. Was, I'll have one of those.
That's not a tip off or anything.
Yeah, and Randy's like, yeah, I'll take one of those two, whatever. So, I don't know what it was. It was kind of tasty. It was like raw tuna. But it had some stuff, you know. And so we had this trick. This is right when Lexington, Kentucky became the first, one of the first cities to outlaw smoking inside. So you finish, you're like, I'll be right back. I'm going to go have a cigarette. And then you leave. Well, at this point, you know, like, we thought we were totally fucking clever because we were, you know, half drunk or whatever. And so, like, they're all, like, standing at the, like, at the exit. They, like, they drop the check, you know. We don't make any effort to pay. And they're like, you know, you can see them whispering to each other, you know, eyes on us. And so, like, you know, you wait a few minutes because they get bored. Like, they're waiters. Like, they're our age, and they don't give a shit, really. Maybe the manager does, but they get bored. So one of them walks away, and the server comes back. He's like, everything okay? I was like, I actually, you know, I've decided on dessert. He's like, okay, well, what do you want? So I give him my dessert order. I'm like, I'm going to go outside and smoke. Like, I wait until he gets walking away. And he's like, what? And so we go to the door, and they, like, come out. And then we ran and jumped in our car and then drove away. And then one got in the car, I guess, to, like, get our license plate. But I guess it's not really that great of a story. We got away. Anyway.
You got away? You didn't really?
Yeah, no.
I thought you were going to get strung up at the kitchen or something by the way you were telling it.
No. And there was no negative repercussions. It just, we did this for a solid, like, 2 or 3 months. Like, we would go to Denny's and, like, I'll have one of every appetizer at, like, 4 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, we'd do it, like, every Saturday and we'd come back and, like, it would always be a different waiter. And now I know that's probably because they kept firing these people, but.
How many lives you ruined?
I eventually became a server and realized it was the worst fucking thing you could ever do.
Yeah.
But if you ever want to dine in a ditch, you eat, and then you tell your server whatever that you would like to get a dessert. Because 99% the servers have to prepare the desserts themselves. And so they'll leave, and they have to go, like, pull out the fucking pie and put the whipped cream. And that's when you leave. And then they come out with this dessert that they've made for you by hand, and you're no longer there.
That's got to be so frustrating.
Insult to injury.
It does. It does have to be really, really bad. I did a lot of shitty things in my youth. I'm actually more, you know, I should not have even told this story. Now I just feel like a huge jerk.
When I used to work at Papadino's, they used to let the cooks chase down dining ditchers and beat the shit out of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, nine times out of ten, the guy was so drunk he didn't remember what happened until the next day when he woke up. Mm-hmm. So
there's more than one Papadino's?
Nope, just the one around up the corner. Is there another one besides that?
There's one in Florence called Tom's Papadino's Pizza.
I don't think they're related.
Okay, it just happens to be the similar name.
It's the New Hampshire Papadino's. yeah, and you know, when you're young and in college, how you might go through a bunch of different bank accounts because they keep zeroing out. Uh-huh. You have all these old, at like one point I had like 3 or 4 like debit cards from banks that no longer had any money, so we go out to the bar, you know, tab it up $400 or $500. Then you leave.
You are horrible.
Right. And then
that never caught up with you? I mean, because they have your name and address on there, don't they?
It just has your name. They call the bank. The bank can't give them your address.
James is a fucking renegade.
Don't do these things. Actually, I think if you were to do these things now, you probably would. I mean, this was 2001, 2002. I think it's harder these days to get away with that shit.
Back then, you actually swiped your card and a dial-up modem had to connect to do the
Yeah, I mean, I seriously bought like an Xbox, a PlayStation 2, and a GameCube all in the span of like 3 weeks from peeling off the 550 DVD stickers, putting them on the $100 X-Files DVD box set, and then returning them and getting $100 store credit.
Nice.
Yeah. We did a lot of shitty things. And
that's how I bought all of Sims 2 at one time. They had like the Mega might have been Sims 1. Like years ago, there was a Kmart, and I just kind of like really, I was younger and I wanted it, so I grabbed a sticker off of a cheap game, put it on like that $79 Sims collection, and made my parents buy it.
We were at Walmart, and they had the 550 DVDs, and I noticed that they just put a sticker on them. You didn't scan the barcode. And so I was like, peeled off the sticker, and I'm like, They have 100. This is back when DVD on TV was like $100 if you want like the Deep Space Nine box set. So we would just buy them, walk right back in, be like, my aunt got this a gift for me, and they give you the $100 gift card. And then you just buy things. And it was a life of crime.
If you try to return, we got
eventually after about two. We did this for maybe a year, 2 years. They started where they didn't put the stickers on anymore.
Like they actually scanned the item.
Yeah, scanned the item.
Now you have to like create fake websites and shit to scam people.
Yeah, I saw that.
We got so many diapers when we had the baby shower for the baby that she outgrew some of the smaller ones before we were able to use them. So I tried to take them back to Walmart. Of course, I don't have a receipt because it's a box of diapers.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure I was signing away like my next born child because they took my ID and they're like made a copy of it and I had to sign a paper.
No, I don't do that.
Just for a box of diapers.
Yeah, to swap out a box of diapers for a box of diapers of the different size.
That's fucking ridiculous.
James ruined it for everybody.
Yeah.
Walmart is fucking stupid. They do like price.
I didn't feel bad because it was Walmart.
Yeah.
There's a news story about them that I posted for the.
Yeah, yeah.
Price matching.
I was really wishing I had like gone because I went and got my PS4 there because they had this great deal on their website, like $470 for a free game and an extra controller.
That's an amazing deal.
Yeah. And
did they not honor it in store?
No, they didn't. Like, they do price matching on other people's websites, but not on their own website.
Yep.
How stupid is that?
It's the same way. It's ridiculous.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Did you pull up another website and be like, here, I'd like this one. It's cheaper.
They had the best deal on any website I could find at that point. Oh, but yeah, I considered going to Reddit and finding one of those fake websites and being like, oh, right.
I haven't paid full price for a haircut in 10 years because I print off a coupon that I photoshopped probably 10 years ago. So $5.99 every time at Great Clips, people.
Here you go.
All I do is change the expiration date probably about every year or so.
That's awesome. How much is it supposed to cost?
$13. It's gone up over the years. Used to be $9. Now it's $13. And then I get my normal lady, she'll touch my beard up for free. But if not, then they charge $6 just to touch up a beard.
We used to do that with pizza because you would call and be like, I've got a coupon for $10 for a pizza, whatever. And they would show up and be like, oh, you got the coupon? I'm like, oh, actually, I just lost the coupon. I'd be like, oh. I'm like, oh, I mean, you can take the pizza back with you if you want.
That's the line. I'd be like, oh, well, you go ahead and take it back. I don't want you to get in trouble. And they're no.
They're like, just give me the goddamn money.
Yeah, they're like, you'll probably give me enough in tip anyway. Hopefully you tip them.
I did. I did tip them.
He tipped them with words of wisdom on how to steal from the man.
I was like, you're going to go back and you're going to say that you got jumped and I stole this pizza. People used to fucking do that. I was reading something where they would like get pizzas to like abandoned apartments and like rob the. I mean, how much money do you carry as a pizza? You were a pizza driver. Did you carry enough money to warrant a beating?
I did.
Oh, yeah.
I would have like $300 or $400 on me at times.
Are you telling me that every time they would show up and I would have a $50 bill and they'd be like, oh, I can't change that? They could probably have changed that.
I don't know. It depends on how early in the night it was.
Yeah.
Like early in their shift.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I would legitimately only have change or a 20 in my pocket. But
at Snappy, the rule was you weren't supposed to have over $25 on you at any time. But they like every time you cash out.
Wouldn't you just leave the money in your car?
The car it's not as safe in the car, honestly. Because
I tell the story about the driver trying to get robbed? Like, it was like a month before I started Snappies.
He was trying to get robbed?
A couple would come into the restaurant and ate there earlier that night and to see who was on staff. And it was, the manager was a guy named Jared, a younger guy. He still works there.
Man.
And then the driver was a guy named Nate. And so they left, went up in Gallatin County somewhere that was like abandoned and said, oh, well, we want this. Make sure the driver has changed for 100. Because they'll say that sometimes if they only got 100. So he goes up there and they try to rob the driver. But it's the middle of Gallatin County, which is like redneck. So he literally has a switchblade in his pocket, like a hunting knife. So he pops it open. He stabs the guy like 14 times. He didn't die. Like he ran off in the woods, and the cops had to find him with the dog and stuff.
Holy shit!
But yeah, the pizza driver.
How bad are you at stabbing that you can't kill a guy if you stab him 14 times?
It's like a 2-inch blade, like on a hunt, like a pocket knife is all it is. It's not like a
still 14 times.
You stab my fat ass 2 inches in. You're not going to hit anything
stab
right
you
now.
In the throat.
That's pretty common in stabbings,
stab
honestly.
You don't stab,
it's really hard to kill someone with stabbing. It's a lot harder than they make it look like on TV and in video games.
Yeah, the guy's in prison down in the Grange now for like 7 years.
If I think I was going to stab somebody, I think I would stab him here. Like, you always stab him.
No, he stabbed. Well, he was trying to get away. The guy was trying to wrestle him down, and as he was trying to get away, so he ended up stabbing the guy like in the lower torso and his ass all the time.
Okay, so he stabbed him 14 times in his fat ass.
Yeah, and the cop dog tracked him down and was gnawing
from
on him when he got
blood.
There. So
he smelled his ass blood.
He's chewing on his ass.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, wow. Man, that's embarrassing, though. Like, if I stab somebody 14 times, I would like to end the story with and they died.
No, the only time I ever got robbed, they took pizzas out of my car when I was at this shitty-ass hotel.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it was a setup. It was this transsexual, like, hooker lady.
Dude, transsexual hookers love pizza, too.
The room smelled weird, I imagine. It's what crack smells like. I don't know, but...
Smells like crack and stolen pizzas.
Yeah, so I think her, like, pimp boyfriend, like, came out to the car while I was going up there to bring them the pizza. Because she was like, oh, we don't have the money for that anymore when I got up there.
Oh, yeah.
And I went back to my car and was gone.
I used to... Also, I was very broke in college, and I did not want to get a job, okay? I would drive through... This is my spiel. I would drive through. I'd go through the McDonald's drive-thru and be like, yeah. And I would act, like, super redneck. And be like, yeah, I just came through here, and I got my 20-piece nuggets to feed my kids. I got home. I only had 6 nuggets in there, and I don't know how I'm supposed to be feeding all my kids with only 6 nuggets. And they're crying, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, I am so sorry. Like, pull up. They'd have, like, a fresh, like, 20-pack of nuggets, and I would take it and eat it.
James would eat like a king.
Yeah.
I like how you made up a character for that.
Well, you know.
It's the long con.
Right. Well, you know, there's the person at the booth, and they're like, oh, this stupid motherfucking redneck probably didn't even come here, but we have to give him the nuggets because he will not leave us alone.
Right, because you sounded like the type of person that wouldn't leave him alone. If you'd gone up there and sounded like educated college boy, they would like fuck this guy.
Yeah, like, fuck you. You can afford to buy nuggets now.
Yeah.
Go use a commissary card and get a hot meal.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Ask daddy for some nuggets. Yeah.
I lived on Dine and Ditch, chicken nuggets, and Jimmy John's, like the bread they would throw at the end of the night. It's my sustenance.
Sounds like a rough existence.
Have you heard about Jimmy John's and all the shit they're in? Because anybody that works for them, the employment contract states that after you leave their employer, you're not allowed to work in any sandwich-related industry for 3 years.
No, that's ridiculous.
Yep. So there was like a guy that went and got a job somewhere at like a burger restaurant.
Like line employees or like managers?
All the employees.
What are they going to sue him? Like some like guy who's making minimum wage?
Yeah, I don't know what.
I would be like, go ahead and fucking sue me.
I don't know what became of it, but the owner of Jimmy John's, apparently he's known for being an asshole.
Yeah, yeah.
And he stated, well, he's like, it's just to keep my business running as cleanly as it does by keeping all their stuff safe, their secrets and everything.
Their secrets. The fucking sandwich. 2 pieces of bread.
No.
Meat.
It's like the most
vegetables and some mayonnaise.
It's the most plain sandwiches you could ever buy. Like,
I don't like Jimmy John's.
I don't either.
The meat's dry.
It is.
I hate
the bread's dry. I think
we go to Art of War on Tuesday nights. You know, people usually chip in and like get food, and Jimmy John's across the street, so they always like ordering Jimmy John's. I'm like, please do not get me Jimmy John's. Like, I don't want to pay $10 for a shittier sandwich I could have made myself.
Yeah, it's exactly like the kind of shitty lunch meat you would buy like in a pack at the store, like not even from the deli counter.
And it's always like cold as fuck. Then you're like hot sandwich, and it's like no. Fuck you, Jimmy John's. Potbelly, on the other hand, though.
Yep.
Make a damn good sandwich.
Potbelly's legit.
Yeah, I like Potbelly a lot.
My throwback is always tuna at Subway.
Ooh, I would do... I worked at a Subway once.
I had a buddy in high school that worked at Subway.
Yeah, and the first day I started, I only worked there for about 3 weeks. First day I started, I go back, and there's this lady, and she's got her cigarette in, and she's bare hands mixing the tuna and mayo. It's just tuna and mayo. And she pulls her hands out. She's got long, dirty fucking fingernails, dude. And she's just going at it. And I was like, mental note, never fucking eat the tuna salad.
I'm officially done with tuna at Subway now.
Oh my God. It was disgusting. Horrible. And then, this was 2000, and I remember, like, 2006, like, I had, you know, a friend, and we were talking about it, and he's like, yeah, they, like, just make that tuna, and they told me the same exact story. I was like,
lovely.
PSA, make your own tuna fish.
That's fucking disgusting.
Yeah. Man, do you guys want to talk about video? We have not even talked about video. Like 30 minutes of shit. I am so sorry, Tim, Z-Melts, and Johnny.
So it is Nintendo Dreamcast Podcast episode 53. So yeah.
That's
Thanksgiving
correct.
Edition.
Mm-hmm.
Holiday edition.
You're pre-turkey-fied.
Yeah. Last year, we talked about, you know, what gaming franchise you were most thankful for, and I believe I said Zelda, because we did have Link Between Worlds coming out, so I was very thankful for that. That was a good thing. Forgot everybody else's answers.
I think I said Zelda also.
Yeah. So I thought maybe we kick it out again this year. We start that off with. Because I don't know if anybody's been playing anything. We can do the playing.
I'll say Resident Evil.
You're most thankful for that? It's good.
Yeah,
the holiday season's done you good this year?
Yeah, I think that's the game I've enjoyed the most this year is the Resident Evil series games.
Nice.
Had a great time playing through 5 with my daughter and the first first Revelations on the 3DS.
I got to go with Pokemon just because it's probably the game I put the most into this year. It's gotten me through a lot of dry spells. This year has been horrible for games. Like the end of this year, is now amazing. Like we're in that solid time, but it's been the whole year's kind of been like on games. So Pokemon X and Y just amazing. Ruby, Sapphire, Ruby just came out. I've started Sapphire. I mean, Dragon Age, I'll talk about later. I'm pretty sure it's going to be easily in my top 5 games of all time. It's an amazing game. Can't say that I'm thankful for the franchise as I haven't really played it yet this year. I'm assuming on this episode next year I'll be talking about Dragon Age.
I would say I'm most thankful for a tie between Titanfall and Destiny this year, just because it's reconnected me with a lot of old friends that I played Halo with that I hadn't talked to in years, and also reconnected me with my little brother to where instead of me just thinking he's a pothead, he's actually kind of cool now. So.
Is Titanfall really a series, though?
It's going to be. So.
Okay.
Titanfall 2 is coming out.
Titanfall 2 is coming out, and it does have single-player aspects.
Yeah, I think it's going to be all platforms, too.
Yep. Right?
I think EA bought it.
So. And then Destiny, you know, is going to have subsequent releases, so.
Maybe.
I'm trying to think of the last series I played.
Maybe. A lot of people really seem to like it, but everything I've heard about it.
I really, really liked it, but as soon as I beat the single-player campaign, I was like, there's nothing for me. I know all that DLC's out, and everybody's like, yeah, I've been playing the DLC. I'm like, how much did you pay for fucking DLC? So I'm not paying more money for a game. It is the worst kind of DLC.
The other day, my little brother calls me. He's like, well, when I bought my Xbox, they gave me Destiny for free because he bought a little while back. And he's like, well, I went ahead and bought the season pass when I got it. So I should just go ahead and have all that. What do I hit to download that? I'm like, oh, that's a code on your Best Buy receipt that you got to type in. He's like, are you kidding me? He's a pack, right? He's a hermit, never comes out of his room ever. So his room is usually like 2 feet thick and pop cans, dirty dishes, and garbage. And lo and behold, he calls me back like 2 hours later. Is it? He's like, what kind of code is it? I was like, it's a 5x5, so it'll be 5 sets of 5 digits. He's like, oh my God, I think I found it. It was like a mangled half Best Buy receipt that he found in his room, end up being the 5x5 code. So I was like, yeah, dude. I was like, if you didn't find that, you probably would have been dicked if they weren't able to reprint it at the store. Yeah.
My favorite thing about Xbox One is that they put the QR codes on the inside of the package. For like when I got the Dragon Age Deluxe Edition, I just opened up the box.
Oh, that's like really cool.
Yep. Yeah, and I didn't have to put in any codes. Like,
hold it up in front of the Kinect, and it like downloads it away.
You say Xbox, go like redeem award, and it brings up the camera, and you just show it.
Yep,
that's so cool.
Like my day one achievement and my Dead Rising 3 DLC, all like that.
It was very like that is worth the extra $100.
Yeah,
for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of Dragon Age, been playing a lot, but I am kind of bummed. Like for all the like the game is amazing, so much content. Like I was telling Matt earlier, it's pretty much 2 entire Dragon Age games in one. Like it's so much content. The story's so awesome, so much to do. The digital deluxe edition that I paid $10 more for, kind of disappointing. It was just like a set of weapons and a couple of mounts for you to ride around on. I mean, they're cool. Like, I'm riding around on a giant elk right now as I'm Jesusing my way into Dragon Age, but, you know, $10 is rough.
What about that undead unicorn? That looked pretty cool.
It looks pretty cool, but then, you know, I'm a deep, deep RP-er, man. There's no reason for my Inquisitor to ride a dead
that's a beast for an evil man.
Yeah. My guy is an agnostic, fish out of water, kind of. He's taking it all in. He doesn't know if he believes that he's the Herald of Andraste. But he doesn't acknowledge that that exists. He's the everyman, you know. He doesn't want this. So my next character will definitely be like a right-wing conservative Republican, believes he's the second coming of Jesus and will put everybody to the sword.
It really ends up becoming like the Emperor Palpatine kind of character.
Basically, the premise of the game is that there's a character in Dragon Age called Andraste, and they believe their religion, the Chantry, their church, believes that she's like Jesus. And that, you know, she was the Maker's chosen, who's God. They call him Maker. And in this game, something happens at the very beginning of the game, like this, you know, catastrophe. And everybody sees, like, there's this, like, conclave of wizards and knights. And they're in this middle of the Civil War. And they meet to, like, have a treaty. A giant explosion breach happens to hell. And everybody's dying. But they see this lady pop through and, like, deliver you out of it. And so everybody assumes that that's because Andraste is a lady. So they assume that's Jesus, and they start calling you the Herald of Jesus. We'll just use real-life terms. And so the people around you, you know, some people are, like, super religious, so they try to, like, start an inquisition to make the world right again. And so you're at the center of that. So you have to decide, are you going to side with, like, the super religious people or more of, like, the liberal people? Pretty much.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool. So you're at the head of the Inquisition, and you're trying to get to find out what caused this rift with demons coming into the world. And it's pretty cool. Well, I don't want to spoil it. Like,
yeah, I can't wait to play it.
So. Yeah, me either.
I need to pick it up from GameStop. I have it paid off. I just haven't been in to get it.
I spent
it.
2 hours just making my dude look right.
I pulled it up on PSN like 5 times this weekend and like almost hit buy. Yeah, I was like, my wife will kill me if I buy this.
That's the number one thing
so
with
bad.
Digital downloads being as easy as accessible as they are today. The impulse buy temptation is out of this world on that stuff.
Oh, no.
I buy physical.
I'm like, I was like, maybe I can pay my water bill a few days later if I just go ahead and get Fantasy Life right now.
You don't need water for 3 days.
Yeah. I like my parents live 5 minutes away. I'll walk over there and shower.
Like every single character in the game is fully voice acted. The cutscenes are beautiful. Like in the first like 10 hours, I didn't even do a lot of fights, but I was really engrossed in it because you know you're doing a lot of talking and there's so many like dialogue options and well, I made a mage. So he would be more personally invested in the story. Because in the Dragon Age world, mages are dangerous because to use magic, you sometimes attract demons, and demons will possess you and turn you into an abomination. You'll kill people. So as a mage, they formed, you know, the Templars and the Knights and the Church. They formed something called the Chantry, the Circle of Mages. So if you, as a child, they find out that you can use magic, the Church takes you and you get... You raise under the tutelage of, like, the church. So they keep an eye on you, make sure you're not using blood magic, which attracts demons. So in the Dragon Age world, the mages got pissed off and got tired of, like, living in slavery and rebelled against the church. So I picked a guy that's a wizard so I can be personally invested in the story.
Nice.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that sounds so good.
Yep.
Like, when games are engrossing with the story and the subplots and stuff and the gameplay, it's just, like, perfect recipe. Like,
they brought back full... Like, in Dragon Age 2, you could be all three classes, but you can only be a human. And in this, they brought it back so you can be a dwarf, you can be an elf, you can be a human, and then you can be something called a Kunari. And Kunari are kind of, like, the Muslims of the Dragon Age world. They're, like, from the Far East. They have something called the Kun, which is kind of like a...
The king.
Which is like the Quran or whatever, and they live by it.
They behead women that dudes before they're married.
Pretty much. Yeah, they're super militaristic and like religious. But they look cool because they kind of have like black skin and like bull horns. So right. Yeah, you can be one of those guys. It's a great game. You guys should check it out.
Did you play anything besides Pokemon and Dragon Age this week?
No, I've been working so much. Like I had... one day off, and I started at like 10 in the morning and went till like 5 a.m., like playing Dragon Age.
Just like straight
through.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I did have one minor complaint about Dragon Age is that somehow my save bugged out. So I was 3 hours in, and I did have to start back from the beginning of the game.
Oh, God.
Which was kind of annoying. But it was kind of like I tried to manually save while it was auto-saving in a cutscene, so every time I loaded, it was, like, fucked up.
Right.
So just what I always do, and I suggest to you guys, is always save like ice or whatever in 2 days.
Doesn't it like suspend your state automatically on Xbox One? Like if you leave,
it does. I always you can manually close it. I always just close my game.
It'll save two states. You can have two open applications, and it'll save those states. As soon as you open a third application, the original, like the first one you had up, that will be automatically closed. And it'll keep the two saves that you have going on.
That sounds pretty nice.
It has like a dual OS that can run both of them, so it's pretty
Also, if PSA, if for people that are going to play Dragon Age, you can import your saves from the previous Dragon Age games because, you know, it's cross-platform, so many different choices. But what they did is it's called DragonAgeKeep.com.
We talked about this last week, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I went in. I took about 30 minutes. I took my time and went through every single choice that I made in the previous games and set it up. And then you can save up to 10 world states. But, you know, you set your default one, and then I imported that into my game. And
that's awesome.
It's really cool. So my next playthrough, not only am I going to play the game differently, but I'm going to import different choices from the previous games. So,
see how everything changes.
Yeah, so it should be pretty cool.
Do you think it has a profound effect on the world, or is it just like it changes a couple of side quests here and there? Or
there are some profound, you know, I don't know if they're like flavor or whatever, but like who I picked as the king and queen in Dragon Age Origins, like in Dragon Age Inquisition, I've ran into them, so I think it would definitely play out different if I had put somebody else on the throne. So, I mean, they're definitely, I think, I think there's some choices that are more major that it will affect it more, and then there's just, like, some side flavor ones, yeah.
That sounds so awesome.
Yeah, it is good.
What about you, Matt? You play anything this week?
Oh, yeah. I've got a PS4, finally. Joined you guys in the next generation of gaming.
The next generation.
And it's fucking great. Even though I didn't really buy a game for me. I had to buy a game for Cordelia because we got it for her birthday.
Well, give us the lowdown on the PS4 because we.
Do you want Assassin's Creed Black Flag?
Do I want it?
Yeah,
sure.
Because it's at the pawn shop for $10, so I'll pick it up.
Yeah, I'll pay you back for that.
Have you ever played it?
I've never played it, no.
Yeah, it's not worth $10.
I think the pirate part sounds fun, and my kids love pirates, so it might be fun. Enough.
It trades in for $13 at GameStop, so I've been thinking about making Leap just to trade in.
The bad part about Black Flag is you have to play like 20 hours to get to the freaking pirate part. So you're like,
But, yeah, so I bought Little Big Planet 3 with it for Cordelia, because she was super excited about it. She loves those games.
Did all your DLC and stuff come through?
There's no DLC on it right now. No,
from Little Big Planet 1 and 2, didn't they say that would import? Or?
They did, but I don't think it actually does unless you're playing Little Big Planet 3 on the PS3,
okay,
which
yeah.
I don't think is out yet.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I doubt it's out. A lot of the next gen games they bring out on the next gen consoles first, just to, so they don't lose sales on the new consoles.
I think they may patch it later, like. Yeah. So that you can download, because they should be able to tell, because you buy all that stuff through the PSN, so they should be able to like go to your PSN history and be like, okay, you bought this and this, bring it in. But I don't know. But yeah, as far as the PS4 goes,
did you get Minecraft for $5?
No, it's $20 right now.
Oh, PlayStation didn't do the Xbox thing. If you had to play
games. I don't think Sony did the really awesome thing that Xbox did. I don't know.
I'll be quiet.
Yeah.
That's
crazy.
I mean, is that still going on?
I think so.
That was like a month ago you said that, and like I don't think promotions like that usually last that long. Or
I think it's a permanent promotion.
Yeah, I think it's permanent. I think as long as you have the games played file and your game history connected with your profile, that
because we had it on the Xbox, so maybe if we'd had it on the PS3, that would have
maybe if you had it on the PS3, it would have done it.
But
no, I'm sure you'll drop the $20 again.
Yeah.
Because you said Cordelia was already playing with the demo on Minecraft just to...
Yeah, it's going to be more than $20 because we had like all the DLC and everything too. So
to get her back in her Minecraft groove is going to cost you a pretty penny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rather,
it's going to be like probably like around $40,
her birthday
bucks.
Present's at my house.
Oh.
I bought her 2 pounds of Twizzlers and some kinetic sand. So.
Oh, that's really nice of you. Thank you.
Because my daughter still uses the damn dinosaur comb, and we never did the sea monkeys yet, but I still got them. One of these days they don't expire until next year.
But I did. There's a couple of free games on PSN that are actually like pretty decent free games.
Did you get PlayStation Plus so you can do the?
No, it's just like they're just free, like stuff for you to play. One of them's really fucked up. It's called PT.
That's that horror game, right?
Yeah.
I've heard a lot about it.
And what it is, you just walk down this hall in this like fucked up, really nice house, but the hall is all fucked up. It's got like cigarette butts and like pills and beer bottles and shit all over the place.
There's been like teenage people hanging out, partying in this hallway.
It smells like that hotel room that stole your pizzas.
It seems like some dude just like totally like just took a bunch of pills and
smoked some cigarettes.
Smoked a bunch of cigarettes. Yeah. And drank a bunch. But you walk down this hall and there's a room that leads to a bathroom that keeps opening and freaky shit happens in there. And then there's this radio that every time you walk by, it gets weirder and weirder, like the shit it says on the radio.
Staticky radio chatter is some of the scariest shit in video games.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
going back to Silent Hill, Silent Hill 2. Oh, man.
They do a bunch of cliched shit. Like, there's jump scares and...
But they do it well, right? So
yeah, and the baby, and there's a baby, like, fetus in the bathroom that's crying, and you go up to it, and, like, I don't know, just kind of freaky. Well, the scariest part about it is you going down the same hallway. Like, you go down the hallway, you open this door, and then you end up back at the beginning of the hallway. And, like, little details change, the music gets a little crazier. And
is there an end game that eventually you'll exit the hallway, or so far you've just...
No, I haven't. I mean, I've played it for a couple hours. And
What does Cordelia think of it?
I won't let her. Like, Resident Evil 5 is okay, I think. Just because it's like
cartoony.
It's cartoony, and like you're kind of empowered to do something about the demons and shit you're fighting. I mean, you're shooting them in the face. Like,
yeah.
I think it might help with nightmares. Like, I kind of wish I'd had something like that when I was growing up. Because, you know, like, who gives a shit about demons? You just, you know, shoot them in the face with a shotgun and they're dead. So
Matt's going to be a child therapist and play some Resident Evil 5 with kids.
But, yeah. And I told her when we started playing, I was like, if you get scared or if you start having nightmares or anything like that, we're not going to play this anymore. So
she sounds like a damn trooper, man.
She was super into it.
Yeah. And
didn't ever get like freaked out by anything.
My daughter is afraid of everything.
And when we played through it the first time, I skipped like a bunch of the nastier cutscenes. And the second time through, I just kind of
wanted to play. Like, earmuffs.
Yeah, and the guy does. They do say fucking shit a lot in that, but I don't know.
And Resident
Evil? I don't care. Like, I mean, as long as she doesn't say it in school and around us on the regular, because I think it's kind of creepy having a kid cursing at you, but like, I don't care. So
I remember the first time I got majorly in trouble for cursing, my parents were like watching TV, and I was behind the couch and I was playing with my G.I. Joes. And I was like, we're going to have to, you know, nuke their asses from orbit. It's the only way to be sure. Because my parents watch like aliens and stuff, and I grew up watching them. I was like six. Like, what did you say? I was like, I'm gonna nuke their asses from orbit. Yeah. My dad wore me out, man.
Yeah, my first time was I was babysitting my niece Corey. She's like 22 now, and I was around with friends, and she kind of like wandered off in our house, and I kind of freaked out that she was gone. I was walking around like, I guess I was trying to be cool. I was like, shit. And I walk in the other room. My dad's holding her, and I'm like, he's like, what were you saying? Just like, sitting on the step staring me down. I was like, he's like, go back in there with your friends.
That's funny. Yeah, so I played that scary-ass game. I actually had to, like, turn that off a couple of times because it just gets, I don't know, there's, like, existential dread of, like, constantly going through the same thing over and over again.
What's the end game? Like, what's the purpose of it?
I don't know. It doesn't tell you anything. You just wake up and that's part of what's good about it is you don't know what's going on. You don't know how to do anything. Like, you just kind of have to figure it out as you go along. And it's mostly, it seems like it's kind of meant to be just kind of a, I don't know, graphic, like a demo. Not a demo, graphic demo, but...
Is that game Gone Home like that, where you kind of
I don't know, I've never played that, but I imagine it is.
Because it rings a bell, like, redoing the same over thing over and over.
Right.
With slight differences.
And, the radio tells you about how this guy went crazy and, like, killed his family and, like, shot his pregnant wife in the stomach and... killed their little girl and stuff like that. So it's
pretty hardcore.
Yeah. So I imagine it's going to be like trying to figure out what's going on. Oh, and then there's this really dark room that you wake up in, and there's this talking bag that says all this weird shit about
talking bag,
how you're walking and you're seeing yourself ahead of you. And like, is it really you or anyway,
that sounds cool. I'd play that game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. And every once in a while, this like weird, like, demon like jumps out and like eats you, and you die and you wake up in the room and start over again. But I haven't figured out if that's like pre-planned or if that's like if you do something wrong that happens. So I don't know, there's not a lot you can do wrong. You just walk places. So
you have to update us on it as you get further and further.
Yeah. My wife hates that I'm playing it. She watched to the part with a crying baby in the sink, and then
she was done.
She was done. Yeah.
Does she play any games?
Yeah. I mean, she plays Candy Crush, but she also plays like Katamari Damacy and
Katamari Rocks.
Yeah, and she'll play other shit. She'll play Little Big Planet.
Is she in the Alliance?
No.
Oh.
No, she won't play Puzzle Quest because she's like super into Candy Crush. She's like probably one of the better players of it. I don't know.
Yeah, Allie's so. Really into Candy Crush. She was doing the Marvel Puzzle Quest, but I think she stopped for Candy Crush. I think I think it's just easier because you have less to manage. You know?
Yeah.
You can do the crushing of candies.
You can just turn it on. There's no pressure to play. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes I really hate Marvel Puzzle Quest. I'm like, I really don't want to play this event right now. But if I don't play it, my alliance is going to score low, and I'm not going to get this card that I need later, and it's just going to make shit harder for me later. So, I know. But sometimes it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've got a lot of Marvel Puzzle Quest talk, so I know you guys don't like it, but it's the only thing really.
No, I like it, but so I played PT, and there's this other free game on there called Blacklight Retribution, which is like...
Blacklight games are good. That's the first-person shooter game, right?
Yeah, it's a first-person shooter, but it's one I can actually be good at, like... I got first place and third place on a couple of matches last night.
And it's an online-only title.
Yeah. It's a freemium game.
Freemium, yeah.
But you don't have to pay shit to play it.
Blacklight Tango Down on the 360 was a freemium, fun-to-play game.
Yeah. It's graphics are super good on this, and I don't know, it's tons of fun to play. I've been really enjoying it, and I haven't enjoyed a first-person shooter in, I don't know.
I really want to play, I don't know if it's PS4 or PS3, but that Payday Heist game looks really cool.
I've heard good things about that, yeah.
Yeah, that would be a PS game.
Have you tried any of the share function where you can broadcast on the PS4?
I have. I never get any viewers, and there's no way to integrate it with social shit that I've been able to find out. So
you can't. It's not like Twitch?
Yeah, well, no, there's, do I have to set that up on Ustream? Like when I'm streaming, automatically notify my users on this page at Facebook? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. That's what mine does on Twitch. That's why it always pops up, says twitch.tv/JSR7.
Right. There's no way to control that through the PS4 right now. So
I just got to get on your computer and set it up.
Right. I just haven't delved into that enough. And aside from PS4 shit, I've also been playing a shit ton of Fantasy Life, which is...
What profession are you in now?
Right now I'm a tailor.
Nice.
Which, I mean, it sounds lame, but like you need to be a tailor to make... like cloth and shit that you need to make really good armor and weapons. So I got to a point where like I was coming up against these monsters that I couldn't beat unless I had better equipment. So I need to make the better equipment.
Training montage.
Right. I started off with blacksmithing and I made the best equipment I could with blacksmithing. And then I progressed a little further with that. And, the equipment that I can't make blacksmithing, I can't make it because there's shit that I need that I can't find anywhere that I need to make as a tailor.
Can you just buy it?
I could if I wanted to like die a bunch and then like try to progress to the next city. And you could do that. Okay. But it's more fun. The tailoring stuff's fun. Like it's like little mini games that you play to do it. So that's
cool.
Everything I've been playing.
Mainly this week I've been playing I checked out Luigi's Mansion on the 3DS for about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
How was that? I heard it was good.
It's really good. I didn't like the one on the GameCube at all. It was kind of hard to control with that small C-stick and everything on the GameCube. But on the 3DS, it controls really well, and it's pretty much the same thing where you've got to vacuum them up and everything. I still got more to play of that. But I played and beat Singularity on the Xbox 360 just because I had started it years ago. I kind of just got like a wild hankering one night.
What is that? Is that like a game?
It's a first-person shooter.
Okay.
It's pretty much a stereotypical everything. You got all kinds of different guns, but then to come to find out, you get some control of time. And say there's people coming at you, you can hit them and it'll fast age them. And like they'll just like, and right in front of you, they'll go from young to old and dust and die and stuff. And it turned out to be really good. And it's like multiple endings. And... you guys should play it. It's good. It's a really old game. Really under the radar. I don't know how I missed it, but it was really good. And then besides that, lots of Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Yeah, I see that. You're beating my season score right now.
Yeah, I just been getting into it. I've been really bored at home lately, and it's one of those games you kind of just sit there while you do other stuff and play. And I've mainly been keeping with it because I got a couple really good token draws on standard tokens, and it's been keeping up through the last week or so. I've probably gotten about 9 covers between events and token draws. I just need lots of ISO to level stuff up. But yeah, I'm just trying to beat your season score for one season because I've always been kind of like half-assing it. And
no, I appreciate people stepping up. Yeah, finally.
I keep giving Tom shit and all that. So
yeah. I think we just need to break down and kick a bunch of people out of the alliance.
You probably just need to start.
That's kicked me out. It's okay. Still haven't played since August.
You probably just need to, like, since the first people, to go. Some people you can't get out, you might have to start up a different alliance.
That's what I was thinking. It was like, I'd just be like, everybody who's still paying attention to our chat, I'll be like, let's move over to this new one and bring some randos in.
With the alliance sorting now, with the update, that they see active alliances over top of other alliances. So as long as everybody's active, then it'll get ranked towards high, like if public players want to join.
Right.
I'm not really ready to get into the depth that Danny is, where I post on Facebook for recruiting and stuff.
So. Yeah.
I'll leave that to him.
Yeah. I don't know. I might, like, if I have time, like, try to recruit better people.
Yeah, I've been mainly busy getting the house remodeled and cleaned up and stuff because I got a buddy moving into a room. So, he has an Xbox One and a 360 and everything when he moves in, so I'll probably do a lot more multiplayer games with him because he's got most of the stuff. So that'll be exciting.
I might try to move the thing up to like a 300 or 400 minimum and tell people if they don't meet that season score, then... I mean, that's 400. That's nothing. You play like maybe one game. Yeah. Well, I don't. That's all I ask.
A 400 season score?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking to PvP score. I was like, that's fine too, but...
I don't know.
If I really try in PvP, I can get 700 or 800 points now, but it takes work, and I have to shield.
Yep.
I have been playing... Sorry, I just realized I've been playing something else that I totally forgot about.
I'll go for it.
Sorry.
Oh, you're fine. I could see the contempt growing in your eyes from the Marvel Pokemon.
Have you guys ever played Hearthstone?
No.
I played the demo probably a year ago when it first came out, like the little alpha build. Somebody sent me a thing for it, and I didn't really get too into it, but it seemed pretty fun.
Yeah, I just for the first time ever downloaded it this week and kind of addicted to it. Evidently, it's come a lot way since that.
I've heard it's come like night.
It's totally free to play. I've not spent any money on it. You get packs and stuff just from playing like the computer or whatever.
Yeah, they say just playing the computer makes you competitive. Like if you
it's a lot of fun. And I played online like against other people and stuff. I have a good time with it. Sorry, go on.
Oh no, it's fine. I'm just done. I'm just talking about that. But
Puzzle Quest.
Yeah.
Hearthstone's a shit. I played it on laptop. Evidently, an Android version is coming soon, so I'll put it on my tablet.
You still rocking that Nexus tablet?
Yeah.
Cool.
It's pretty much just a dedicated, I have the Marvel Unlimited $50 a year where you can look at all their comics ever, and it has current shit on it now, so it's pretty like pretty much just a Netflix for Marvel Comics machine.
That's all. A new gadget I bought for my dad, because they use a Kindle Fire that my mom always uses that we got him for either Christmas or Father's Day years ago, and then he also uses a Nook HD color that my sister got him. And none of those. He used to have Amazon Prime and he loved it, but he didn't pay for it after like the year was up that he had it for free for some reason. So I bought him the Amazon TV stick. Have you seen that yet?
Yeah.
That just pops into your TV and works as a wireless hub. And I logged into my Amazon account on it, so now he's got Amazon Prime on his TV. He's gonna flip his shit.
Sweet, it's awesome. Is that for Christmas or?
Whenever I see him next, I'll just hook it up. But he's to the point on Netflix now to where he's like running out of stuff to watch. And if I go over his house and he's watching something, it is the most horrible. I like most movies because I'll be on the show here. If I see a movie, I say it's pretty good most of the time. Rarely will I give a bad praise to a movie. But he's watching stuff that is so bad.
Yeah. Our my Wii U right now is pretty much a dedicated Amazon Prime hub for watching Amazon Prime in bed.
DVRing right now at my parents' house is The Unforgiven. So... Or Unforgiven.
Are you going to watch it?
I'm going to watch it. Last night, I thought it was on last night, but I had the days wrong. So last night, I ended up watching High Plains Drifter with Clint Eastwood. Have you guys seen that?
Yeah,
no, I haven't.
That's a good one.
It's really good.
To check it out.
Yeah.
I watched Stretch.
That was Did you watch it?
Yeah, it was really good.
It was, wasn't it?
The ending Stretch was kind of predictable, but it's a little like Crank, but it's about this like Stretch limo driver whose like girlfriend's left him and just has a shitty fucking life, and he decides
he's been paying off a gambling debt like every month like clockwork, and then his bookie is selling off the debt to a new person, so he has to have it by midnight that night or he dies. So he's trying to come up with his last like $6,000, and
he decides he's just gonna like grab life by the balls for once in his life because he's always been a real like I don't know, like, just whatever shit happens to
him. Like, he was a really bad guy, then he turned his life around, and his life got shitty after that. So he kind of just decides not to take any more shit. It's on Netflix. It's, I guess, like a straight-to-DVD kind of movie.
It's funny, but it's also kind of action, I don't know. Like, kind of like Crank is. Crank's funny, but it's also...
Have you ever seen Shoot 'Em Up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was a good movie.
Have you guys seen Interstellar yet?
No, I haven't. No. I really want to see that.
Jesus Christ.
I've heard it's so good.
Yeah, so we had, like, free movie tickets from, like, this summer. So me and Allie go and see it. And she's like, let's see Big Hero 6. I'm like, oh, Interstellar's supposed to be good, too. She's like, all right. I was like, it's Christopher Nolan. Like, Batman would be real good.
I kind of want to see Big Hero 6 more, honestly.
Amazing fucking movie. Like, one of the best movies ever. Like, she just cried the entire time. I had tears. I was like, God damn, why is this movie so fucking sad? Just, there is not a bad moment in that movie. Like, gosh, just do yourself. Go see it. Go see it in the theater. Because I feel like we talked about it afterwards. Like, I don't know if it would have the emotional, like, impact if I was watching it on my TV. So, it was probably going to be in the theater.
I've seen a lot of the previews, so... Is like the Earth dying? That's why he's like making a last ditch effort to go find a place for Earth.
Pretty much like overpopulation. Okay, and then there's something called blight, which is like killing off crops, and pretty much America is going through like a second Dust Bowl era.
Yeah,
and the only crop that they can really get to grow is corn, and even that's like they're projecting with overpopulation, they only have so much longer to live. So they make this like project called, I forget what it's called, but they I won't ruin. Anything movie, but basically they have a way to get to this star system that has 12 possible habitable planets in this system, and they sent these like 12 astronauts in their separate missions, and when they got there they were going to transmit if it was habitable
whether
or not. And because of like time dilation and stuff, they sent them like 50 years ago or whatever, but they've only been there for a couple hours like in their time, and so like they're going to send him through, and, it's dealing with his, like, kids. He's like, I'll be back, but...
Not until you're old, yeah.
But it's only, like, been, like, months for him,
Right.
So that's what the whole movie is, like, dealing with. It's just, it is really, really good. Really, just the storytelling, the writing, the special effects, like...
If you get any free time this week, Matt, let me know. Maybe we'll go see Interstellar together or cry.
just like the movies, like with Inception, like the way he writes and how he puts it all together is definitely like the whole movie. Like even when you leave the movie, kind of like with Inception, you're like, is it really happening? Like, what's going on? It's just really,
I still haven't seen that either.
I have it on DVD. I'll bring it in later.
I haven't seen Inception either. I see tons of movies, and that's one of the ones that miss the radar.
It's definitely like a super cerebral movie. I like, at the beginning of the movie, I don't know, I hesitate to say this to you, but evidently I've learned recently that there are a good part of our population believe that we didn't actually land on the moon.
Yeah.
I've always heard the rumblings.
A large part. Like, I was talking to some people at work, and there was like people, like, I was the only person there that were like, well... Maybe we did. We don't know for sure. And I'm like, no, we do know for sure. Like, 100%.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, no, I mean, like, nobody really knows for sure. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? No, we do know for sure. Like, well, I mean, you weren't there. You don't know. I mean, the space race, we faked it probably. I mean, who knows? And I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, well, why haven't we been back since then? I was like, because it costs $1 billion and it's a big rock. Like, why would we waste the money? Just totally blown. And then just to piggyback on that, evidently half the people, like normal people, think that like Sandy Hook was probably faked by the government.
I've read a lot of Sandy Hook shit.
Oh my God. But these are like normal people that I would not think like this. And they're like, no, I mean, we just don't know. And I hate that.
No, we know. Shut up.
Yeah. I was like, no, we do fucking know. But anyway, so one thing I like about Interstellar is like they're in this like near future and like, he has to go to a PTA meeting, and he like gets there, and they're like, what's this about? And they're like, well, we caught your daughter with this, 20th century textbook that talks about us going to the moon, and we don't like to preach like about the resource, like waste of the 20th century and excess and, all this made up shit about us going to the moon. So I thought that was pretty funny.
That's pretty funny. Have you seen Room 237 on Netflix? It's a documentary about like these bunch of these crazy people that have weird theories about Stanley Kubrick movies.
Oh, really?
And the conspiracy theory about the moon is that Stanley Kubrick was the one who filmed the fake moon landing.
He was the one who hired to do it.
Yeah, supposedly there's a bunch of clues in The Shining and like stuff like that about it.
That's hilarious.
But you should check it out. It's funny, like just how crazy those people are.
Yeah, but pretty much like Interstellar, like NASA pretty much completely shut down after like the further we are removed from the lunar landing, the more believable it becomes to like more and more generations to where they're like, oh, maybe, you know, we probably didn't land on the moon.
Yeah.
And so like NASA and space exploration pretty much like shuts down. It's like, cause I can actually totally see that happen. Like I have normal, like just like my regular servers are all sitting around talking. They're like, yeah, well, we probably didn't get on the moon. It's like, what?
No, you're an idiot.
Not one single person was like, absolutely, we went to the moon besides me. And we're talking like a room of 15 people.
Do you realize how many people would have to be in on that conspiracy to make that
That's
work?
Yeah.
There's no way that would that would be possible. Like
the thing that grinds my gears is Facebook. I don't use it as a social media platform for myself very much. I do the podcast on it with you guys. I send my family pictures. I talk to a couple friends, softball and stuff like that. I have friends on there that post all day, every day, stuff on Facebook. And I'd say probably twice a day, somebody will post a news story that's so outrageous that if there's any chance they believe that to be true, they're idiots that I don't want to speak to again.
Yeah, these people, they're like pulling up these videos on YouTube about like Sandy Hook. Like, look, you can tell like this guy's an actor, this guy's an actor. I'm like, there's like 50 motherfucking people there right now. You think in the 21st century, 50 people can be hired by the U.S. government and then they tweet, Facebook, nothing about it, and totally go and fake burying like 27 people. It's like, furthermore, like 20 some people died. You are an asshole if you yeah. honestly believe this is fake. Like, you are a piece of shit.
Yeah,
no, man, it's the government because they want to like take our guns. I'm like, no, why would they fake this and then not take your guns? You still have your fucking guns.
There's no bill, no nothing. Right. There's nothing going
that's
on to try
I said.
To take your guns.
Like, nothing came from this. Like, if they're going to go through the entire, like, fake an entire shooting, like, mass murder of a bunch of people, would you not think something would come, at least introduce a bill? Like, literally nothing happened.
Yeah, more.
And they're like, yeah, man, because we knew about it. Like, we know it's a conspiracy, so they couldn't do it. I'm like, oh my God. Head blown.
Like, they wouldn't, like, think that, you know, a certain segment of the population is going to think this is a conspiracy because a certain segment is idiot stoners that think everything is a conspiracy.
Dude, you would think idiot stoners, but a lot of these people are just, like, normal fucking people.
Oh my God.
Just like, ugh.
That's irritating.
I had a roommate back in 05 when I lived in Blue Ash named Jerry Ward. Love the kid. Really nice guy. But he's one of those people that if he got an email saying, oh, well, we've selected you to get this for free, 100% he believed he was getting that for free, so he filled out every piece of paperwork they sent to him. And then he would wonder why he got so much shit in the email and so much shit sent to the door and stuff. And he replied to everything. It was like a tireless process, and we finally had to sit him down one day and say, dude, this is all scams. Like, they don't do any of it. And he just, like, vehemently believed, like,
did he believe that we've been to the moon?
I think he was okay with that.
I mean, I love conspiracy theories. They're really entertaining.
Exactly. They're very entertaining.
Like, have you heard the one about how the Nazis went to Antarctica and like there was like a whole secret war in Antarctica against the Nazis and they had like lasers and shit like that? And
there's actually a really cool tabletop game called Dystopian Wars. And it's like it's a World War II game, and one of the factions is like the Antarctic Science Alliance. They have, like, out of all like the World War II factions, they have like the most like high tech shit. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a really great series on Netflix. It's like the Nazis and the occult or whatever, and they go through like all the like crazy.
I watched some of that. Yeah,
it's really entertaining. Like, have you seen the Bell Theory, whatever? They made like the bell shaped UFO, and
I
like,
did not. No.
Hitler escaped on this giant bell.
Well, they actually made that one movie a while back about Nazis that lived on the dark side of the moon, just building an army before they could come back and conquer
Iron Sky,
Earth.
Man.
Yeah, yeah, I love that shit. It's great storytelling, not truth.
Oh, we went through all of them. Like, I had like 15 of my employees. I'm like, so the moon? I'm like, no. You know, Sandy Hook? No.
9/11.
It's like Hitler died in World War II, and they're like, no. He went to Everybody knows that he went to South America. I'm like,
no, he didn't go to South.
And these people honestly believe they're like, do you really think like the most part? Like, he would have just died? No, he escaped. Like, we said it so we could end the war. I'm like,
the ignorance of people today. Today's youth is the bane of our existence right now.
Yeah.
But we live in a society that it make, like, I'm not saying it's not okay to believe that stuff, but like when we, I don't know, like, I mean, is it YouTube? Like what is it these days that makes it, like, you know what I mean? It makes, like, people that were there during the 60s, like during the Cold War, during the space race, they were not saying this, you know what I mean? But like today,
yeah,
it's okay to be like, yeah, I'm sure, like, it didn't happen.
Well, I think the moon landing one started in like 69.
Yeah.
That's when it happened, wasn't it? 1969?
Yeah. So, like, pretty much right after it happened, like, people were saying we didn't go.
Well, I was talking to my parents and my grandparents about it, and they're like, no, we never, like, everybody knew that we went to the moon. Like, they were proud of it. Like, it was, you know what I mean? Like, a point of American pride.
It all makes sense. TV reception was so bad back then that they couldn't tell it was all fake, and now we have HD TVs. The proof is out there.
Yeah.
I've been turned. Oh, man.
Why was the flag blowing in the wind, man? There's no wind on the moon.
I just don't know why today it's like socially acceptable to believe that.
That's definitely the internet has like spread that stuff.
We talked about like JFK for a while, and I was like, you know, I could see that maybe it was more than we know about it, but
yeah, I think something definitely went on there. I don't know what it is, but there's some weirdness.
It's like definitely
in that.
Like when somebody just gets killed before they can go to trial, stuff like probably, but like, you know, they're like, no, man, like. Lyndon B. Johnson had him kill or whoever.
Yeah. I don't know.
I find it weird, like, as a population, we look for the worst in, like, the worst possible story is what really happened.
The internet
should be used. Or that nothing that has happened, like, is at face value, that there has to be something else.
There's always an ulterior motive in every aspect. But the internet should just be used for what it's invented for, porn. We shouldn't let people with this free voice stuff.
Porn and free.
Well, the government created porn, man, to keep us all at our computers while they're taking our freedoms. We're just sitting here jacking off. They're taking our guns and our lunar landing.
I wonder what would have been on the internet if anonymous posting was allowed back in like the 40s and 50s. Like,
dude, check out this email. It totally shows Franklin Roosevelt at like a communist dinner party, man.
Yeah. We watched Dollman versus the Demonic Toys. I did anyway.
You
did you?
Did. I never watched it.
Yeah, we didn't talk about it last week. Because
Danny watched it.
It was fucking terrible. That's like one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
Danny and Matt are convinced.
You might ask when you're watching these movies, is James trolling me?
That's exactly what I asked.
That's what Danny brought up, that you're just sabotaging all of us for the fun of it.
I paid $2.99 to rent that motherfucker.
Did you rent it? I'm so sorry.
But I watched Demonic Toys for free on YouTube.
Yeah, which one do you think is better, Demonic Toys?
Demonic Toys is definitely better.
Dollman versus Demonic Toys came out like towards the end of what's the company, Full Moon Features or whatever. Yeah. I think it came out towards the end where they started like going in deep parodying themselves.
Yeah.
I think there's Puppet Master versus Demonic Toys too.
Yeah.
A majority of the Full Moon Features films are on Hulu Plus right now as part of like the Elvira.
I saw that. Yeah, we were watching Constantine the other day and it was on the like little preview. I was like, holy shit.
Really good show, by the way. I've been watching it.
I like it.
I'm one episode behind.
I didn't know that started yet. Damn it.
Yeah, we're on like episode 6. It's definitely they're trying to keep it a little bit more true to the comics. I appreciate it. It had a rough, like in a rocky start with the first couple episodes, but it's finding its stride. It's pretty good.
Yeah, he's a crazy motherfucker.
I hate to do this, but I gotta pee. All
right.
I've been holding it this whole time. But
don't break the seal. You'll be going every 10 minutes.
We'll just pause.
We're back.
I successfully emptied my bladder.
Good.
It's almost 1 o'clock.
I just cleaned that toilet for you, so I hope you're happy.
It was very very warm in there.
Good. Yeah, so Dollman vs. Demonic Toys. Terrible movie.
It was pretty good.
Would you say worst one that's been watched on the weekly episode?
I think that was the worst one we've ever watched. Like, finally one that's worse than Legend.
Yeah.
Legend's okay. A good movie.
Yeah.
I think
the worst movie we've watched would be a tie between Dungeons and Dragons and that movie Tom made us watch.
Which one was that?
With the buddy cop zombie movie.
Dead Heat or whatever.
I kind of like that one, actually.
Blah.
You didn't even watch the whole thing.
No, I didn't need to.
It did get better.
I doubt it.
But yeah, Joe Piscopo is so annoying.
He's the bad guy in Sidekicks. Remember that movie, Chuck Norris?
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
All right, news.
Let's bust this out. Bring up the topics. Hot button shit, come on. I'm going to throw up a conspiracy.
Obamacare. or against? I'm just kidding. Don't answer. Sorry, I probably should have pulled this up while you were peeing.
Sony, really fast, though, to be fair.
Sony's coming up with their own Netflix. It's going to be called PlayStation View.
Bad decision.
Mm-hmm. But if it comes with PS Plus and it has...
It's going to be great, though, because it's going to have like all 8 Resident Evil movies.
That's true.
At your fingertips.
That's true, actually. I kind of like those movies.
I like all the Resident Evil movies.
The first one's okay.
Yeah.
But
the other ones are okay, too.
Redbox instance gone. Blockbuster instance gone. Like, if it's not Netflix, Hulu, or Amazon...
Redbox instant is gone?
Oh, yeah.
Did it? Oh, really?
Yep.
That was fast.
Oh, yeah, it was fast.
I'm really... Sorry.
It's probably because they didn't really validate credit card numbers, so I did the free trial about 4 times.
Does anybody have HBO Go?
Yes.
Password? Because it just came to Xbox One.
Yeah, all you got to do is use my Time Warner login.
Oh, yeah?
I'll give it to you.
Okay, text me. We just want to. I only want to watch the new season of Game of Thrones. That's all.
You're fine.
Interested.
The one coming out in a couple months? Or the one that was on this
the
past
one,
year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to get an HBO Go password also.
Oh, do they have it for PS4?
I'll give it to you, but like...
It's coming soon.
I don't...
Is it coming now? I don't know. I mean, it's on Xbox right now.
I don't know how many can view it at one time, so we might have to, like, taper our viewing. Because I'm up to freaking 6 viewings on Netflix, and it's costing me $12 a month now instead of 7.
That's funny.
A really good deal, though.
Yeah, that is.
There's the whole debacle about the $90 PS4s. I guess people on Reddit were... like putting up fake websites that had $90 PS4 bundle deals, and Walmart does price matching. So they
were doing is Walmart does automatic price matching now, and they reimburse you on a gift card with the app they have. And all it is you submit a link to the ad through the app. The app will validate. I don't know if it's automatically validated or a person validates it. And then you're automatically gifted a gift card for the amount of the price difference for the price match. So that's... That's one of the ways they were mainly doing it, was they were defrauding the app. And then they were also defrauding cashiers in store with online, like taking their phones and saying, this ad's online for this store. So they changed their price matching policy not to include any marketplace shops, any auction sites, anything like that. It has to be a brick-and-mortar online store.
So I still feel like it'd be easy to scam a cashier as someone who scammed cashiers.
Yeah. Especially Walmart cashiers. They're either 16 and retarded or 92 and senile. Right. So,
yep.
And there's only 2 of them at any given time. There's never more than that at a Walmart.
I mean, that place is fucking horrible. I sat there for 20 minutes in the electronics section waiting for someone to come up
Where?
To me at Walmart to buy give them $400 for $480 for including tax in the video game.
That's the way of the retail world, man.
What kind of fucking store makes you wait, like, for a $500 purchase? Like, I almost left.
Like, what is it to them to pay one kid minimum wage to stand in that section and actually know what they're talking about and know what they're doing?
They probably are. He's probably just off smoking weed somewhere.
We had a buddy that worked in the electronics at Kmart when we were younger, and he would hook you up with discounts. What he would do is he would just, like, scan a cheap item and then put the game in the bag before all those, like, Magna readers and stuff existed. He got in so much trouble, like, sophomore year in high school. Like, they threatened to send him to jail and everything, so he had to turn over a whole list of all the people he'd hooked up. It was pretty funny. Continue. Sorry.
No, I stood there in front of the fucking manager who was restocking the shit, too. Like, and I wasn't going to be like, hey, buddy, get up and get my shit. But, like, he saw me there for, like, 20 minutes.
They just don't care. It's
didn't do shit. Didn't be like, hey, all right, let me go get someone to help you. God knows where she is. I don't know.
He's probably just, he's dead inside because he knows Black Friday is coming.
Yeah, I think he was restocking for Black Friday.
Like, his soul goes dormant for the 8 days before and after Black Friday.
Fucking Black Friday, dude. There's like Kohl's and like places are opening up. Like my mom works for JCPenney and she's like, I've got to be there at 2 a.m. on Thursday. Like, no, you don't. Like, fuck, go and get another minimum wage job.
God, that sucks.
I will only be participating in Cyber Monday.
Yep.
We don't usually do Black Friday, but if we do, we go late and get whatever's cheap and left
Allie,
over.
Allie just sent me a text, like, Target has a 40-inch TV for $150. She's like, we gotta go Black Friday. I'm like, I will pay the other $200. Like, no.
Those are gonna be coming down anyway, because the 4K TVs are coming into consumer value range. So
what's 4K TVs?
Those that's the new HD version, like the higher
Ultra higher, HD,
Ultra HD,
4K. It's like 4,000, 1080p. It's
I don't
like
know what the actual resolution of it is, but like if you go look at one that's set up properly, because the ones at Walmart aren't.
Don't stand too close. It makes me sick personally. I get motion sickness from them.
Yeah, they're fucking amazing. It's like looking through a window.
Yeah,
but
like they always say, if you ever want to test an HDTV to see how good it really is, watch soap operas, because soap operas, since like the dawn of time, film with like the best cameras and the best of everything, because they make so much money that it's like seeing the best on the best is the best way
like
to judge.
They film them at a like different frame rate because there's not a lot of movement.
Yeah.
So they like
because
it's just like set pieces where they just stand there and talk. So everything looks super realistic.
Charlena, she wanted a new phone. And she's like, well, day after Thanksgiving, they got Galaxy S5s for 1 cent, like with a new contract or whatever, and she's due for an upgrade. And I was like, hold on a second. I got on Slick Deals. I sent her text.
I have a Galaxy S5. I got it for free in, June?
Exactly. I sent her an email today. I was like, Best Buy has them for $1 right now if you go in and get them.
Yeah.
She went and got an S5 today.
I think I could probably jump to an S5 with T-Mobile right now if I wanted to. I just don't feel like. It's a pain in the ass jumping to a new phone.
Yeah, don't go Windows Phone. There's just nothing on it. Like, it's a good phone. I love the UI and stuff, but I'm back to the 4S just because I destroyed my other one.
I don't think anybody was going to the Windows Phone.
I'm just throwing it out there.
We're good. wow, we really don't have a whole lot on here. I guess the CEO and the latest earnings call of CEO GameStop came on and was all bitching about how Sony and Microsoft are giving away free games.
Back-end titles and gold titles.
It's costing them $500 million a year or some shit.
See, here's what I don't understand, is that there are a legitimate group of gamers. Like, I know personally 4 people that I work with that all got the Destiny PS4s when they came out. Mm-hmm. I know that they would not have a PS4 right now if it wasn't for that bundle. Like, they were like, oh, I want to play the game, I'm going to get the bundle. I mean, I just don't see a legitimate complaint there. You have to have a console to buy games from GameStop, so getting as many consoles and as many households as possible has to be good for them.
Yeah, I agree, and I don't think you should see a free game as a lost sale. If anything, it gets you more excited about gaming, you game more, and you get into,
like, if that free game is increasing the install base for the system for future games to be purchased, how is that a downside anyway?
The only thing that I can see is that they're just butthurt. That's not a physical game that people can bring in and trade in.
Yeah, that's true.
They're all download codes now.
I think that's where the lost revenue is coming from, is because they can't trade in those games.
And then have them sell them.
And sell them and not give any money back to the publisher or Sony or Microsoft or Nintendo.
Yeah, GameStop hates me because if I find a good find at the flea market or the antique shop, pawn shop, I will call GameStop and list them off 15 games and see how much they're worth. I have no qualms about wasting their time. because every once in a while they'll have something that's worth an absurd amount compared to what it should be, and I will trade games in there for cash or credit depending on what it is. But for the most part, they offer pennies on the dollar for everything. So most of the time, I either eBay it, Craigslist it, something like that.
Yeah.
So
I try to avoid GameStop whenever possible. I'll go in there occasionally and buy like a really old used game, but
I use them a lot for midnight releases because
I buy new titles.
Walmart is incapable. Like where I live in Covington, like there's a GameStop and Walmart, and the past couple of times I've tried to get a game at midnight on Walmart has been fucking headache. Like you said, nobody's there. They don't know what you're talking about.
They play
about.
Dumb. They're like, oh well, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So with So last week, Dragon Age came out. So with Dragon Age, 5 minutes, I was in and out. Pokemon, evidently, Dragon Age brings out like 5 people. Pokemon brings out 2 million people.
Yep.
Oh, that's sad. They put so much time and effort into Dragon Age. I really hope people buy it.
Yeah, I mean, I think they will. I just think like Covington, Kentucky. There were a lot of people there because WWE came out the same night as Dragon Age. Like people were getting that. But yeah,
Lord,
just to imagine that line. Like, what if it had been Pokemon and WWE? Now, that would have been a mixture of the masses right there.
With a bunch of Dragon Age nerds.
Yeah. The Pokemon line was pretty interesting because it was pretty much all college kids, but then there was, me. Because it was like everybody had like their UC stuff on. I'm like, yeah, I'm an old gamer too playing. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm still like 10 years older than these people.
You look young. You got the stature of a young man.
Well, and then like I filled out this survey on Reddit. They're like, somebody made like a Pokemon Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire thing. And like one of the questions is like, how old are you? And one was like, you know, 5 to 10, 10 to 15, 15 to 20, and then 20 to...
old as hell.
20 to 25, and then 25 to XX. I think it was something when I answered, like, there was like 370 people who had answered it. I was one of the four people that was 25 to XX.
Oh my god.
You're probably closer to the XX than you are the 25.
And then a majority, I think like like 240 were the 20 to 25, which was okay. But yeah, it's just like a big leap. Like, I don't think there's many 30-year-olds playing Pokemon. I'm like, I just discovered it, assholes. I like it, okay.
I know like five. Me, you, well, I'm not 30 yet, but I'm right on the cusp. And then a couple friends of mine to play it.
Our friends, or rather your friend at Tiny Cartridge, got a shout out in Joystick.
Oh, did they?
They got it sourced anyway, like for that article about the
Netrunner?
No, the Crystal Red and Blue Nintendo 2DS article.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently they scooped that one. So congratulations to them. Hope that got them some traffic.
Yeah, Eric also wrote an article on Netrunner and Game Sutra or whatever, ran
with it.
Yeah, so I guess he's doing well. He plays at Astonishing Games on Sunday, but I've been working lately. I need to get up and talk to him.
Yeah, we should get them on here if they're into it. They probably want to Skype in, though, huh?
I can just get Eric since he lives here.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't want to go into the depressing game sales in Japan.
Has there been any news about the Xbox sales in China since they lifted the embargo last month or so?
I think there was, like, about a month ago. I don't remember what it was. I remember it was good. They were selling a lot of them. Not as many as, like, Nintendo or Sony, though, I don't think. No. Just because, I guess, those kind of games more align with the culture there. Microsoft is celebrating Xbox One's first year with gifts to lucky fans.
Yeah. Did you open yours?
Is it an email?
Yeah.
I haven't checked it. I haven't checked my Hotmail.
It was like a randomized box and you click on it, and my gift was a digital poster with a link to download the digital poster and print it out. I don't know if I was like print it out on printer paper and hang it up. I don't know. It was fucking stupid. Fucking game.
Apparently, if you go to the blog on your console, you'll get a code to download Limbo when it comes out.
Yeah, I don't
know. What?
Limbo's already on the 360.
Is it? No, but it'd be on the Xbox One.
Xbox One.
Yeah, I guess like an upgraded version of Limbo is coming out. Like, I don't know how that's going to work. It's kind of a simple game.
Yeah.
So Alienware finally came out with their Steam machine, and it's not a Steam machine at all. It comes with a 360 controller, does not use the Steam OS, basically just a
Alienware PC.
Yeah, basically, in like a tiny box format, which I think is pretty cool. I might actually consider picking that up. I think it's probably better than the computer I have out there right now and that I currently use for my media PC. $700 for $800. There's an $800 and a $900 version with more RAM and storage and shit like that. But hopefully that'll come down at some point.
I don't use my Hotmail for anything but Xbox related stuff. I have 14 pages of unread mail because I never check it.
My Gmail, I have 14,000 some unread emails.
Yeah, I got all that too. G4 is shutting down. The gaming channel.
Oh, they hadn't shut down a long time ago?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, I thought they were done.
I think they've been like cut back to like certain networks in the country. And
Ninja Warrior. Remember when it was on cable?
Yeah, I think it was only on like DirecTV and like not even everywhere there.
I used to watch the shit out of G4. Attack of the Show and all kinds of stuff back in the day.
Yeah, they used to be like really good.
Yeah, Kevin Pereira, Olivia Munn, kind of blew up on that.
Olivia Munn, she's terrible. There's a trade group in Sweden called Data Spelsbranchen. and they're working to try to get a new content rating for video games that'll let people know how much sexism and gender equality is in the game.
Feminism rating of 7.
I don't know. I think I don't really care. I think it'd be all right if that was implemented here. Most people would ignore it. They'd be like, who cares?
I just find the whole thing tiring, but whatever. I'm not a transgendered.
Imagine a parent asking what that sticker means in a store.
Yep. So that's it. That's all I got for news.
I think that's pretty. Everybody's hunkering down playing these games that are coming out. When does the new 3DS launch here?
Next year.
Like, I don't even know if they had a date yet.
I don't know. They may have. I think it might be like March or something.
I always like to send out a PSA because a lot of people are about to buy 3DSs during Christmas time.
To say, hold off.
Don't.
Yeah, you know, like one of my coworkers was asking me about getting one for their kid. And I'm like, don't. No, do it. Because that's stupid. Anyway, you know why. Just don't do it. Hold off for the new bottle.
Yeah, it came out in Japan on October 11th, and Australia on November 21st, but there's no release date for it yet in the States or in Europe.
I'd also like to remind people, if you're thinking about buying a PS4, historically, Sony, the first, after the second Christmas, always puts out a spring version.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for the update.
So if you're thinking about buying a PS4, I would say hold off. I think Xbox, I would also probably hold off. They'll probably follow suit, even though they did just put out the model without the Kinect. I don't know how long it'll take them to put out another.
I think the next models will have 4K support, because that's something they probably should have included in the new models, because those are going to be probably in a lot of homes by the next couple of years.
They'll probably be slimmer, probably upgraded storage. A
couple terabytes of storage.
Were you guys early adopters of HDTVs?
No, I just got mine like before Cordelia was born.
Okay, same here. I stuck with SD for a while, and I thought there's no big difference. And it's back when I was playing the original Dead Rising, and you get all like the mission parameters on the left, the times and stuff, barely legible on a standard TV. Yeah. I put it in HD, and it was like crystal clear. I was like, I'm never going back.
No, I always wanted one. It's just I couldn't afford one back then.
Yeah. It's probably because I was broke and just being pretentious. Like, I don't need that.
Yeah, I use with my 360. I use my computer monitor, like, because I had a, you know, like a pretty decent computer monitor display. It wasn't until after I moved out of here, until I bought a TV that I could play the Xbox on.
So, did you say you got a new place?
Yeah, we've got a house. We can talk about that a little bit. But me and Allie are moving up to the Norwood, Rookwood area, so we'll be like 5 minutes away instead of 15. Yeah.
Rookwood Commons has a lot of good restaurants.
Moving out of Kentucky.
Yeah, I'm getting closer to the job I hate. So it's always good.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Flip Daddy's. Great place. You guys should eat there.
Decent food.
Yeah, I liked it when I was there. It's good food. Wish they weren't so cruel to their employees, but
they're not. They're great. They would never be cruel to their employees.
Never, man.
Family values in a workplace environment. Preach it.
Yeah, family values, and let's make our managers work 80 hours a week. So
I did the math.
Got to see a kid to feed them. Come on, man.
I did the math. My salary's not bad, but then I figured in working like 70 hours a week. I'm like, holy shit, I'm making less than minimum wage for the amount of hours that I'm working.
Yeah,
yeah, that's bullshit.
Yeah, I was like, holy fuck. But anyway, I don't think I got anything else. No. This has been a long podcast, so. We had a lot to talk about, though.
We did. And we didn't even have all our members.
Yeah. Danny.
The hunk from Ohio wasn't here.
Yeah.
Our manly Ohio bow hunk needs to show up next week.
He was all like, I'm ready to do it today, guys. Yeah. Let's do it.
I was when you took a break, I was telling Matt, I was like, you know he just passed out. As soon as like, because I took the messages he got back today, or at least really, really early this morning or late last night. Mm-hmm. So he probably posted that and immediately just passed out on the computer screen like.
Yeah.
All the jet lag and everything caught up to him.
Yeah, all the jet lag. And
it's okay. Next week we're going to have a podcast. None of us will show up. You won't even leave the door door unlocked, but then like put a note on the chair. Like, not here, Danny.
Yeah. I'm going to try to get hopefully. Oh, well, I can't do that now because he didn't bring the compressor this week. I was going to try to get the compressor set up. Sound would be a little better.
God damn it.
And get the video going. Yep. But whatever.
You need to just come in one day and just clean everything up and make sure everything works and get it all.
You could probably put the camera on a tripod right there. Face it down.
That'd be a good idea. Just right there. We could all sit around that end table.
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually.
Yeah. Probably like put it right there, kind of angle it down. We all have like half moon it right here.
Yeah, then I'm going to have to camera switch. Mm-hmm. But we'd all have to look in that direction.
Yep.
Yeah. Just make sure you like hang something there so we like have something to like read, something interesting. Because I'd hate to be on camera all of us like this.
You can just talk to Faith's mom right there.
Is that nice? Faith, your mom's a hottie.
Totally banging.
I think she listens to this podcast.
Do you really? Well.
But I'm sure she'll be complimented.
Monday night.
Is that Faith's day at the top then?
Yeah, yep, yep.
Merry Christmas.
He's got a pretty legit beard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a pretty legit dude.
Who's that who's George R. R. Martin in the
same thing, your ass.
In the second photo there, is that
I don't have no idea who that is. I think that's her aunt's husband or boyfriend. I don't know. Cool. But yeah, it does look like George R. R. Martin.
That's great.
The age we live in which people know who that is and can recognize him by sight. It's amazing. All right, well, I got to work tomorrow. I'm sure you guys do as well, except for Ish, who's just living off the government's teat. But
yeah, I got to put up some drywall tomorrow.
Yeah, is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Good go lay some shit.
All right, well, I guess we'll get back to you after Thanksgiving. Thanks
I hope
for listening.
You guys wrote us emails and we didn't read them. But.
I checked, I didn't see shit.
Nintendo Dreamcast Podcast at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, check us out on Facebook. Give us a like. We're getting closer to 200 likes now.
Yeah. At this rate, we're going like almost 100 a year.
James needs to pull up another giveaway. That sparked a lot of shit. That
did.
Yeah, that was a good idea. I wonder how many of them are still listening.
Oh, they're all listening, guys. Come on. It'll be evident in our download history tomorrow.
We all put in like $3 a week, and we give away one of the new 3DSs when they come out in 4 months.
Oh, God. Fuck that.
Can I win it?
Yeah. Only if our names can go in it.
Yeah.
All right.
Boy.
Bye.
Good night.